Watch by Moonlight by Kate Hawkes. This book is read by Pamela Garalick. To give the reader some idea of the buying power of the English pound and shilling in 1763, the pound was worth about $50 or $60 in today's currency, the shilling equal to about $3. Source: Rousseau and Revolution by Will and Ariel Durant, Simon and Schuster, 1967. Part 1. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. Dorset, England, 1763. The night Jason Quick came into her life, Bess Whateley felt desperate enough to scream. But she'd wanted to howl out her frustration over 1,001 long days, beginning at dawn, trudging through the same round of tasks for the last 7 years. She was a daughter, not a servant, though she slaved like one. Her father's public house, the King's Shilling, lay on the coach road from Blandford Forum, and so his business throve as hungry travellers stopped to rest and eat. "Thriving, Reverend," Jedediah Whateley would boom of a Sunday to Pastor Cobb of St. Mary's. "Truly thriving."